supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, the Victorious. Dear brothers, dear sisters, all Muslims all around the world, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is IRIB English Radio you're listening to, and this program today is special. We are on the month of Behman, according to Solar Hijri calendar, and it is the anniversary of the victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Today is 22nd of Behman. Congratulations to this great victory. Congratulations on the auspicious anniversary of Behman 22nd, the date of Islamic Republic of Iran's victory.
Irani, Irani, pero es la paredita, cada uno.
Today, Friday, is the 9th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We express our congratulations on the anniversary of Islamic Republic of Iran in 1979.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Free from imperialism. Independence was a demand of the Iranian nation in the revolution. This stemmed from the fact that the former regime was fully dependent on the U.S. and it took no decision without the Washington's information beforehand. Other countries like Britain, France, and Germany were also complicit with the U.S. in plundering the resources of Iran. Even the fabricated regime in Tel Aviv was engaged in looting the resources of the country. This was very humiliating, and the nation couldn't tolerate it. The Islamic Revolution became a role model for other nations who seek to come out of the yoke of domineering powers and determine their efforts independently. Now the Islamic Republic of Iran, relying on the votes of the people, administers the country without foreign interference, and this has infuriated the Western colonialists, especially the great Satan, America.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Asta'in. In this episode, we are going to focus on the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. It was in 1979, in the winter of 1979, coinciding with the 22nd of Bahman in the year 1357, Hijri calendar. The Islamic Revolution of Iran, led by Imam Khomeini, reached its zenith and victory. In the beginning, world superpowers, and mainly the Americans, couldn't anticipate the victory of the Islamic Revolution to take place so fast. However, with the coming back of Imam Khomeini soon after the Shah fled the country, his coming back, that is Imam Khomeini's coming back, his return to Iran just around 10 or 11 days before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, accelerated the currents of change in Iran. And it showed that the superpowers who tried to support the Shah failed in doing whatever they wished in order to maintain Shah in his place. On the other hand, it means that the Islamic Revolution of Iran showed that and proved in world politics that when a great mass revolution with profound inspirations from the Islamic religion, they get together, world superpowers can hardly accomplish anything considerable, let alone effectual. At the same time, we find that the Islamic Revolution of Iran showed that the Islamic ideals that used to be indicated in Islamic sources, in Shi'i sources, were capable of appearing in the form of a landslide and major national revolution against a king, and it put an end to the royal dynasty in Iran, and it was really a great change in world politics. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special. Islamic Revolution and Legacy of Martyrs. The month of Bahman 22nd is observed every year with tremendous patriotic fervor in Iran. It serves as a powerful reminder of what the foreign powers and their pawns inside the country did to destroy the sovereignty and independence of a nation and make it subservient to the West. While Imam Khomeini led the first phase of the revolution, that culminated with its victory, Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, has admirably led its second phase that continues till date. It is important to note here that this Islamic Revolution is not confined to Iran and Iranians. It is a guiding principle for every campaigner of truth and justice across the world. The glorious legacy of martyrs has inspired people in different corners of the world. That's precisely why we see rallies commemorating the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in different countries today. People relate to it. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the commemoration of victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Where is the place of Islamic Revolution in world calculations? One of the most important effects of the Islamic Revolution was disrupt the balance of power between the East and the West. We have seen the collapse of the Eastern Bloc, led by the Soviet Union, and predicted by Imam Khomeini, now the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei has promised the decline of American domination. Despite all U.S. military, political, economic investments, and soft war in the region, the U.S. admitted that the Americans have failed and were not able to carry out their plans. It was the Islamic Revolution that, with strong logic and modern interpretation, presented a new discourse according to the needs of Islamic communities and the environment. Before the Islamic Revolution, the issue of Palestine was being forgotten. But the Islamic Revolution changed the mindset and the issue was revived. The hasty plan and the deal of the century aimed at wiping out Palestine has been proposed because of the widespread Palestinian resistance. Of course, the Zionist regime and the West tried to tarnish the image of Islam with the terrorist acts of ISIS, but the culture and discourage of Islamic Revolution still persist and fascinate most oppressed nations.
There was the strong urge to want to divide the country, changing people against each other, giving different factions of the society different names, like being the Kurds or being the Arabs or being the Turks or everything else. There was in the 8-year war waged against Iran, where over 30 countries united to try to topple the Islamic Revolution. We had the clear history of the sanctions that existed against Iran, but yet Imam Khomeini became the voice of the oppressed. Against all these challenges, they were successfully able to continue on. Against all the fitnas and the seditions that existed inside of Iran and outside of Iran, they were still successful to achieve the goals that they had put there from the very beginning. So what kind of personality was he? This is clear evidence to seeing that after all of these years, since 1989 until this day today, we are still remembering the message of Imam Khomeini throughout the world, wherever it may be. Yes, the challenges still exist. Unfortunately, there are challenges within our very faith. There are people who try to categorize the Shia community based on their loyalty or affiliation to Iran. If someone has a very small hint of respect or reverence to the likes of a Sayyid al-Imam Khomeini, they are labeled straight away as being a Batri or a Bakri or all of these other things that unfortunately you have more local problems with. But the damage is also going to bring about awareness for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, knowing that we revere that hierarchy within our teachings. It is not possible for us to marginalize such a great portion of well-known, well-established, revered, highly respected ulama and maraji' who have that same or maybe even more stronger level of reverence and respect to the likes of Imam Khomeini and also to the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection on the anniversary of victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Thousands of congratulations to all free men and women all around the globe.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and our heartiest congratulations to you all on yet another anniversary of the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution. Led by the sage of the age, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, we present you a wonderful saying to ponder upon from the Holy Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, concerning the duties of the faithful during the long period of occultation of the 12th Imam. Follow the qualified jurist who refrains from committing wrong, emphasizes his faith, opposes carnal desires, and obeys Allah's command.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio.
please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition narrated from the 8th Imam of the family of the Prophet, alayhim as-salam, Imam al-Ridha alayhi as-salam. This beautiful tradition is about the value of the belief in Allah's unity. And also, it alludes to the meaning of this unity as well. The Imam alayhi salam says, "The very first step to Allah's worship is to attain inner knowledge of Him." Meaning, if we want to attain the worship of Allah, if we want to worship Allah, we should first have knowledge of Allah, who Allah is, right? So our worship, right, it's conditioned with our knowledge of God. And this is alluding to the value of the belief in Allah's unity. And the Imam in continuation says, "And the origin of attaining inner knowledge of Allah, exalted be His praise, is through His divine unity." Or to explain it another way, the basis and the foundation of the knowledge of Allah is to affirm His unity. Meaning, if we want to know who God is, properly know who God is, and recognize Him, let's translate this hadith in this way, we have to affirm that He is one. Affirm His oneness. This indirectly indicates that the value of our worship is based upon our assessing and affirming God's unity. Then the Imam says, "The very basis of His divine unity, or the very foundation of affirming His unity, is what? Is to negate any kind of limitation from Him." Meaning, if we want to understand why He is one, or the reason why He is one, we should understand that He is not limited. He's unlimited, He's infinite, His existence is boundless, and therefore He cannot, there cannot be more than one of such a being, right? This is very similar to a tradition narrated from Imam Ali regarding God's unity. In any case, in continuation, the Imam explains why is it that God's unity is founded on the negation of limitation from Him. The Imam says, "Since the intellects are able to witness that every limited being is created, everything that's limited is created. So if something is not created, something is not a makhluk, is not a creature, rather it's a creator, it's a God, He should be unlimited. If He's unlimited, right, He's infinite, He's boundless, He cannot be more than one." Once we've established this, we've understood His unity, we have achieved the ma'rifat and the knowledge of God, and this can serve as a foundation of our worship. Now, we know who we're worshiping, and our worship has value. Right? So this tradition here, the Imam alayhi salam, establishes the value of establishes the value of God's, the belief in God's unity, by saying that this belief and this understanding is what gives value to our worship of Allah. And when this worship is valuable, you know, we will attain its reward in the hereafter and become eternally felicitous. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone, الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
When we said Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Muhammad Yahya started Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din. That was good. He was thinking about praying Salat and Haram, right? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Okay. Thank you so much. We were practicing Suratul A'la. Next one.
Yeah. Allazi yaslan naral kubra.
Qalqala, do the qalqala with ba. It will be the best, I think.
Oh.
Allazi. Go on. Yes.
Okay. Allazi yaslan. لن نار الكبرى.
كبرى or كبرى.
كبرى.
أحسن.
الذي يصل النار الكبرى.
را.
را كبرى.
Again.
را elevator. الذي يصل النار الكبرى.
يصلن or يص.
Yes,
okay. Mr. Elevator, listen to your partner.
Okay, me?
Hadi.
Okay, yeah, you.
Mehdi, are you tired? Are you tired?
No,
you can
I'm
skip
tired.
Reciting for a while, okay?
I'm fine now.
Fine now? Okay, so go on.
Okay.
الذي يصلى النار كبرى.
Okay, there is a sukun, right?
Yeah, يصلنا.
Okay, when there is a sukun on the top of any letter, you have to get help, okay? Ask for help. يصلى النار الكبرى.
Okay. الذي يصلى النار الكبرى.
Can you say الذي? Why do you forget this?
Okay, I will read it again.
It should be like the sugar cube, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to forget it.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارُ الْكُبْرَى الْكُبْرَى.
أحسن. So do it again. Fix the mistake without mistake.
الَّذِي
يَصْلَى النَّارُ الْكُبْرَى. Oh my God.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارُ الْكُبْرَى.
أحسن. Hadi Mahdi.
I was done. Hadi Mahdi.
الذي يصلى النار الكبرى. الذي يصلى النار الكبرى.
Who was the baddest?
I think I was the best this time.
No, baddest.
No,
baddest.
Sir, you're not
doing.
Sir, baddest.
Yeah,
you're not counting. You're not counting.
Okay, so Muhammad Yahya.
Sir, who was the baddest?
I was the baddest.
No,
we don't have the baddest. We have the worst.
I will read the worst ever.
Okay. Minhal Hussain, the next ayah, come on.
Sir, I will try to read bad.
Okay.
Sir, who's the best?
He was saying because of this, I think. He was asking me to recite it faster because of his name.
You think my turn?
He recited his name well.
He did like this. Yahya.
Okay. Hadi.
Your turn.
It's me. Hadi.
ثم لا يموت فيها وفيها ولا يحيى.
In Farsi we say, روز قیامت خیرتو میگیره, okay?
I will read again. ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى.
يحيى.
You
want
to say
Yahya? New name, Yahya.
No, it's not his name, okay? It's the Quran and the
Prophet. Sir, new name, Yahya.
So listen to Mahdina.
Give him a second.
And sometimes he plugs himself in charge. That's why he does not speak.
So can I say
ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى.
Sir, please, can I recite again?
Mahdi's recitation was the best.
Yes. Sir, can I recite again?
Yes.
But why, Mahdi?
Because you need to go.
ثم لا يموت فيها يحيى.
Wala Yahya.
Wala Yahya.
This Yahya does not mean the name Yahya. It means Yahya. It means brings it to life.
Yeah. I know the meaning.
Yamut means makes it die, okay?
Yeah.
Yahya means brings it to life.
Really?
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Life.
Al-Maut lil Amrika, you say.
Al-Maut.
Okay, now this one. Let's go. Next ayah.
Qad aflaha man tazakka. قد أفلح من تزكى.
الله أكبر.
Okay, can I read again? قد أفلح من تزكى.
Okay, the end تذكر. Of all the
sorry,
ayah.
Sorry.
That's okay. That was okay.
So I forgot to do this.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Listen up. So from the beginning of this surah up to the end, if we recite, okay, I mean all the ayahs, okay, end with a rhyming sound of or
Okay, so can I read again, please?
This is the beauty of the Quran.
Can I read it again?
Minhal Hussain?
Sir, please. No, please. No,
you recite it?
Yeah. Sir, please, I want to read it again.
Hadi?
Please.
Recite again.
قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
Okay, قَدْ.
قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
I read the baddest.
MashaAllah, next one.
قد أفلح من تزكى.
قد أفلح من تزكى.
قد
مي.
هذه was the best.
Yeah. Because I right now I remember.
So قد. Next one.
قد.
The rest.
Okay, next ayah.
وذكر اسم ربه فصلى.
أحسن. فصلى.
فصلى.
No, صاد. Awesome sound.
Oh, fasal.
No, sal. No.
Doctor.
F- فصل فصل
فصل
اوكي محمد يحيى
وذكر اسم ربه فصل فصلى
احسن هادي
وذكر اسم ربه
هادي how many times
in
qiyamah the devil come and kill you does that
again again
what
the
zal will kill you
yeah
answer please
I will take him out right now
سمى ربه فصلى
اوكي
مهدي يحيى جعفري
يحيى
وذكر اسمي وذكر اسم ربي فصلى
skip that alif
this alif
ذكر اسم do not say اسم skip that alif
وذكر اسم ربه
فصلى سم
فذكر اسم ربه فصلى
الله
let's go inshallah recite the next surahs the next ayahs I mean after me repeat okay
who was the best please
Yahya
because you know the surah
ready listen up and repeat after me بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا
بل تؤثرون
الحياة الدنيا
بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا
هادي just a second هادي say three. I think. Now say the.
The.
Don't forget it, okay?
So I know, but also, I forgot.
Bel, I'll kill you too.
Okay, say it. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا.
Me? Just me? بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا.
حياة.
الحياة
no problem. Inshallah, we will. Inshallah, next coming yes. sessions, we will practice Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qatar. Then you will understand when should you say Hayat al Dunya or Hayat al Dunya. Inshallah, okay. For example, Bel tu'thirun al we say, but Hayat al Dunya we skip long.
Yeah.
And the first one we do not skip, and the second one we skip long. Okay. So inshallah, we will study them. We will study them by the name of. Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat'a, inshallah. And also, Qamari letters and Shamsi letters, okay? Or what? Sun letters and moon letters.
Moon letters.
So, once more, I will repeat and after me. Okay, repeat. I will recite.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا
تُؤْثِرُونَ
Next ayah. Next ayah.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى
Awesome letters are a lot of here.
Yes, a lot of
awesome.
وَالْآخِرَةُ
خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى
You should read.
Hey, together.
Okay.
After they're sleeping.
Okay. One second, after me.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ
Listen to, wait, but before we end, listen to Mahdi. Listen to Mahdi.
Don't tell.
This, the three last ayah recite.
Yeah, in the bad way.
The last three ayah. The last three ayah.
Last three. What? Sir, I don't know these or these. I only know the last.
Okay, the last one.
Suhufu
Ibrahim wa Musa.
Suhufi.
Suhufi.
You say su.
Again, we'll finish, inshallah. Suhufi.
Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa.
Sadaqallahu al-alim.
Okay, you're so عظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you so much, brothers. God bless you, inshallah. Thanks for joining us. And also Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world hearing us on IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. And let's thank the IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School.
No, who said?
Yeah, all our reciters, okay? Every time you all were being chosen, okay, as best reciters. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah.
Yeah, we thank IRIB.
Stay with us, okay? Next coming sessions, inshallah, we'll be again with you. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
اللهم
صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, and my two lovable guests, Brother Hussein and Brother Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hussein, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Glad to be here.
Well, Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, this is a radio program, Viewpoint, in which we try to criticize movies, not, of course, from the artistic features and perspective, but usually content-wise, and usually we are dealing with religious themes, and to what extent, for example, they are somehow in unison with the reality and what you can find, like analytically speaking or academically speaking, with the true faith. Well, today, inshallah, we're going to talk about and deal with a very interesting movie. It is called The Da Vinci Code. It is produced in 2006. And this movie, well, it is actually played by one of the very good actors in Hollywood, Tom Hanks, who plays the part of Robert Langdon, a symbologist who travels from Paris to London to unravel a strange murder case. Accompanied by a cryptographer, he comes across religion, in fact, enigma protected by an age-old secret society. First of all, before asking my two guests here, let's take a listen to a little part of the movie, and then we'll be back.
Symbols are a language that can help us understand our past.
Professor Langdon, the chief of police would like your assistance.
I'm not sure how much help I'm going to be here this evening. Dear God.
A murder that hides a message.
He did this himself in his own blood?
Is it possible?
A code.
This is a message. Your grandfather left you.
He left us.
Only he can break.
Professor Harry.
Demons, omens, codes, monks. Da Vinci.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to analyze and criticize the movie The Da Vinci Code. A 2006 Hollywood movie with the major character in it, Tom Hanks. Well, you know, The Da Vinci Code, this movie is a 2006 American mystery thriller directed by Ron Howard, very famous American director. Actually, it is based on a book. It's called The Da Vinci Code, written by Dan Brown. The movie stars Tom Hanks as a religious symbologist from Harvard University, playing along with another French star, Audrey Tautou. You know, in the movie, her name is Sophie Neveu, a police cryptologist, and some other famous actors, such as Jean Reno and Sir Ian McKellen, Alfred Molina, and Paul Bettany also play some parts in this movie. Well, the whole movie is about the legendary Holy Grail, a very famous concept in Christianity. The actual Holy Grail is explicitly encoded in Leonardo da Vinci's wall painting, The Last Supper. So this movie, has been received differently by the media and the critics. IMDb, for example, gives 6.6 out of 10 to this movie. Rotten Tomatoes gives a 26% approval rating, the average rating of 4.80 out of 10. Metacritic, for example, gives 46%. It was nominated in many events, and it won several accolades, such as the Golden Globe Awards and annual Grammy Awards. I think it was for Hans Zimmer's music. It was banned in many countries, such as Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, because of so many blasphemous concepts and notions in the movie. There were lots of protests all around the globe calling it a blasphemy. An archbishop, for example, from the Vatican called for a boycott of the film. Well, the Da Vinci Code was followed by two sequels, Angels and Demons, later in 2009, and Inferno in 2016, that we hope to criticize them later in our program Viewpoint. And my two guests in the studio, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Let me start with Brother Hussein this time in this episode. How did you find the movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I'm going to describe this movie with three words. Mm-hmm. I thought it was thrilling, mind-blowing, and thought-provoking.
Very good.
It was pretty good, I think, mm-hmm. for a religious movie. It's not what comes to mind usually.
Yes. Okay. How about you, Sayyid Abdullah? How did you find the movie? Was it interesting?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, it wasn't interesting at all. In fact, it was one of these movies that messes with your mind subconsciously mm-hmm. and it tries to push the agendas of today, which inshallah maybe we can discuss later. So if this is my opinion, I didn't find anything about, I mean, it's, look, they're just trying to, they have agenda and they're just trying to wrap it into a thriller kind of treasure hunt, this kind of type of movies, just to keep you going. But the message that they keep throwing at you is what's important here. Mm-hmm. So it was, basic. I didn't, get anything that's a wow out of it.
I see.
Beside the fact that, the agenda they're trying to push.
Mm-hmm. Brother Hussein, how did you find this music? I think the background music was really divine for me.
The music was fine. It was okay, I guess. Didn't find it very, notable
mm-hmm.
to me personally.
I see. Okay. Well, before me asking you again another question regarding the content of this movie, let's take a listen to a little part of the movie. This comes very at the beginning of the movie. And then we'll be back criticizing.
Understanding our past determines actively our ability to understand the present. So, how do we sift truth from belief? How do we write our own histories, personally or culturally, and thereby define ourselves? How do we penetrate years, centuries of historical distortion to find original truth?
Back to the program, the movie critique program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. And Sayyid Abdullah, let me ask you this question. There is this lecture by the professor. This scene opens like that, And this professor is giving a lecture on religious symbology. Mm-hmm. And he comes from the Harvard background, Harvard University. Well, he raises very serious and controversial questions, somehow basic in philosophy, such as how do we sift truth from belief? This mm-hmm. is a very important and fundamental question. And everyone need to ask himself these types of, fundamental questions, logically speaking and philosophically speaking. And how do we define ourselves? Do we define? Of course, this professor comes from the historical background, and then he relates it somehow to symbology, history, and so on and so forth. But if you want to just relate it to our religion and the philosophy of the religion, then there might come very deep answers, profound answers to these fundamental questions. How did you find these questions?
The scene where he comes and he tries to show the audience symbols, and then he would say, tell me the first thing that you see.
Yes.
Now, that itself, I mean, what he does, he shows you part of the image,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you would get something, and then he shows you the full image, then it's something else. So even that in itself, I don't think it's professional for him to do that, because obviously if you show me half a picture, I'm going to assume, based on what I see, mm-hmm. if you show me the whole thing, I couldn't see.
Yes.
And what was interesting in that, obviously he's trying to get you to shift your thinking from just what you see and what you know, mm-hmm. or what you've been taught.
Yes.
And the point he was trying to make, in a way or another, that when it came to things that you think are evil, are in fact by others considered good. For example, the KK clan. People see them as racist,
mm-hmm.
but that's the dress code for the Spanish, for example. Or the Nazi symbol, it's in fact, a symbol for Buddha. Or the peace sign is actually an evil ritual. So there's a clash between what we know, what the original is.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, it was peaceful at the beginning, it became evil later.
Uh-huh.
And if it was evil later, it became peaceful now. So a lot of people, for example, they don't understand the history of things. They just go by what they've been told, what they've been subjected to.
Uh-huh, I
so
see.
He's trying to say, well, okay, you need to see it for what it is.
You mean, does this movie try to portray a kind of twist of reality?
In a way, I think it is a twist of reality rather than it tried to tackle the ignorance of people.
Uh-huh.
Because especially when it comes to religions and samples, most of the times we don't know what these things mean.
Yes.
And we, for example, you say, okay, this is a Christianity. But in fact, if you go in depth of the symbol itself,
yes,
it is considered blasphemy in Christianity,
mm-hmm,
which people don't know, you know. So, for example, I'll give you an example in our modern day life. If you go to some Muslim countries, I've seen this by myself, they would have that rabbit logo on the back of their cars.
Yes.
And they have no idea what it is. If you tell them a sans, they'll look, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, that's a symbol for that kind of action.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so people don't know.
Yes.
So a lot of these managed to slip into religions,
uh-huh,
and became symbols of religions. But the reality of it, these symbols are, you know, evil,
yes,
in their own existence. So this is it kind of highlights our ignorance,
yes,
when it comes to religion and comes to these things. And people don't read, so they just swallow whatever is given to them.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, because of the ignorance, and then some people who are not aware of, for example, such symbols or anything that comes,
yeah,
across them, you know, they take it for granted and they give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, so you can see that even when he was talking, I mean, he didn't say much,
uh-huh,
but if you look at the pictures, though,
right,
that were playing,
mm-hmm,
that were kind of, you know, we say the picture says 1,000 words.
Yes.
So the pictures,
exactly,
like when they change, like from the Nazi symbol to a Buddha or that peace sign to a satanic ritual,
right,
he didn't say any of these things,
mm-hmm,
but you can see them playing in the background. It's like, and I wasn't aware of these signs, like,
yes,
I wasn't aware of the, at least the peace sign.
Yes.
I wasn't,
exactly,
aware that it's a satanic ritual.
Right.
So, you know, that's obviously tells me how ignorant I am when it comes to these things.
Okay, thank you very much, both of you, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. We were trying to analyze and criticize the movie The Da Vinci Code here in this program, of course, content-wise, not artistically. And we hope to continue the critique of this movie, The Da Vinci Code, in the upcoming episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Professor Langdon, you are in grave danger.
Sir Lee Teabing.
Robert! A dramatic late night arrival. What can an old cripple do for you?
I'm into something here that I cannot understand.
We are in the middle of a war, one that's been going on forever. To protect a secret so powerful that if revealed, it would devastate the very foundations of mankind.
What are you talking about?
You asked what would be worth killing for.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please.